This week, Idaho Governor Butch Otter vetoed a bill that would have repealed his state's 6% grocery sales tax. The legislature picked that instead of a proposal to reduce the state income tax. The estimated cost to the state's general fund would have been about $80 million. Sandpoint Republican Senator Sean Keogh is one of 25 senators who voted for the grocery tax repeal against 10 who didn't. She says she agrees with the governor's concern about protecting the general fund, but thinks the state could have made spending cuts in other areas to balance the budget if it came to that.
I think mostly for me it's a philosophical disagreement in that his philosophy, as stated in his letter, was that the tax was the right thing to do because everybody eats. And my philosophy is that because food is the sustenance of life, we really ought not to be taxing something that you can't live without.
So he's talking about the stability of the tax system, and you're talking about the philosophy then of what you tax and what you shouldn't tax.
Correct.
Where does the legislature go from here with this? Does it try to override the veto? Does it try again next year, or is it too early to tell?
Well, as you know, we're not in session, and I guess there are other states that have the ability to force a call back into a special session to address a governor's veto, but Idaho is not one of those. And so since we are gone and out of session, our recourse is to address the issue next session. There is, however, a challenge from two representatives out of the Idaho Falls area who apparently are considering filing a legal action to the Idaho Supreme Court. They believe that the governor did not meet the deadline, the 10-day deadline for taking action on the bill. And so I think we'll see that play out in the next week or so. Governor's staff and the Secretary of State say that isn't so, but I guess we'll have to stay tuned on that one.
I think about Oregon, which has long said, you know, we've got income tax, but we hate the sales tax, and Washington, which doesn't have an income tax, but has a big sales tax. For Idaho, is that grocery sales tax has been around long enough that it's sort of an institution in that way, that, you know, it's one of those you don't touch or you got to get rid of it? What's its status in Idaho?
It sounds like Idaho has had similar discussions over the years. I know when I first went into the legislature in 96, removal of the sales tax on food was a goal that I had. I've had it for a long time, and it's been supported by people in my legislative district. However, the history of Idaho is to go back and forth on the issue. I would say that today in my legislative district, and in many areas of the state where a couple things are happening, we're experiencing a lot of in-migration from other places where food is not taxed. And people that are new to Idaho are scratching their head about why it is that we tax food. And then those communities that live on borders of Washington and Oregon, for example, Lewiston, you can go across to Clarkston and not pay tax. Post Falls, you can go across to Spokane and not pay tax. Towns down in the Weser Paya area that can go over into Ontario, Oregon. And those legislators tell stories about how they lose grocery stores and accompanying economic growth in their communities because of this sales tax on food. It draws the economic activity out of our state. And so I think it's something that we'll continue to discuss. I would expect the governor's veto to withstand any legal challenges. I think we'll have the discussion again next session. What's not clear to me, though, is both our House and Senate leadership in the majority party were adamant against this. They didn't allow for the bill to be introduced. And so a bill in the amending order in the Senate was amended to put this in there. So, but it passed overwhelmingly. And so I think it'll continue to be a contentious debate. Whether or not leadership lets it out, I think, is also going to be an interesting topic as well.
Well, you're in leadership. I mean, don't you have some sort of say about that?
I am the co-chair of the budget committee, but I am not the, I'm not the pro tem. I'm not the majority leader or the assistant majority leader or the caucus chairman. And I clearly support this direction. Our pro tem and our majority leader did not. And so and they got run over by their caucus. So similar things happened in the House, I'm told. So it'll be a very dynamic and interesting debate.
Senator Sean Keogh serves Idaho's 1st Legislative District, covering Boundary and Bonner counties.